dehydration. Now for alkyne, they undergo the same reactions except twice. Okay, so you simply convert from the alkyne down to the alkene and then from the alkene down to your final product, with one exception. If you've got a terminal alkyne, then the CH on a terminal alkyne, which is saying the triple bonds at the end, is weakly acidic. So if you have a look at the CHs in an alkene, the what's the Ka referred to as? It's one that everybody struggles to remember, so don't feel like put on the spot. The acid dissociation constant, okay, Ka. Now, it's an equilibrium constant. When you see a big K, that's what it's about. And the size of it tells you the extent of an equilibrium. Now, the equilibrium in this case is the thing is an acid, and on the right-hand side, H+, which is released from that acid. So the size of it tells you the strength of it. 44 then is a big number. That means this thing's not at all acidic. 25 is still a really pretty big number. There's not much of an acid, but it's a much better acid than the alkene. Okay, so that CH on a terminal alkyne is weakly acidic. That means if you take a strong base will react with a weak acid, and it'll turn that weak acid, in this case, from an acetylene into an acetylide. And this then becomes a useful synthetic reaction because you can take a terminal alkyne, react it with a strong base such as sodium amide, which is this one here, and you'll form then sodium acetylide. So if this thing here was H, it would be sodium ethanoate, but normally it's simply called, because if this was HCCH, it would be acetylene, this would be called